Hi, Patrick here with a podcast about motivational language in sports. This is sounding like an infomercial. After 30 minutes pumping iron with Patrick, you'll see the difference. No, we're going to go in a different direction here. With half an eye on the Winter Olympics coming up, we're going to hear what motivates a few top athletes in different parts of the world. The sports in question aren't winter sports, they're summer sports, and they're all quite different from one another, as are the ways that these athletes gee themselves up to perform. Here's Katie Manning.
For pro athletes, staying focused is easier said than done. Tennis player Samdev Devarman is from India. In this indoor arena, Devarman hunches over his racket, meditating. It's his 45-minute warm-up ritual.
My style is very much being silent, being still, and warming up the right way, and then going ahead and performing.
In India, meditation and spirituality are part of life. But the strategies for success in pro sports have gone global, and they've left their mark on Devarman. He occasionally breaks his silence and, like so many other athletes, starts talking to himself.
You basically use the exact same words in different languages. In Hindi, let's go is chal. In Serbian, it's idemo or ide, which means come on.
Mortiz Oler uses a variation of that approach. He's captain of the German Olympic water polo team. Before he jumps in the water, long before, he spends many hours studying videotapes. He becomes calm and focused, not through meditation, but painstaking analysis of his opponent's strengths and weaknesses.
It makes me also nervous if I just hear my heart all the time and act like I feel like this and I feel like that. So I need structure.
It's hard to imagine staying structured with all that shouting and splashing water, but Oler says he plays his best when he reins in the chaos.
German style is like you try to think exactly about the situation and to analyze, to have a good decision. It's maybe sometimes not that emotional.
But if calmness is ideal, why would some athletes huddle, chant, and seemingly work themselves into a frenzy? It may depend on where the athlete is from. Take polo player Mauricio Diaz. He lives here in the U.S. He grew up in Costa Rica. He says the approach to sports here couldn't be more different.
I came from Costa Rica where everyone's super chill and mellow and everything started, whereas here everyone's out to kill each other. Speech, sorry, let's go out there and like hammer the opponent. So there's a lot of yelling going on. Let's wreck them into the wall. I mean, rip their mallets apart. I mean, so it's all these like big aggression words.
Diaz says during matches, he talks to his horse and to himself.
Don't be such a little sissy. So you're always like putting yourself down to put yourself up.
Diaz says he likes to recall a Costa Rican saying while he's playing, pura vida, or pure life. In fact, that's his nickname in the U.S. Diaz tries to balance a pura vida mindset with the more aggressive approach he learned in the States, an approach he hasn't always been comfortable with.
I thought it was a little extreme, but it also kind of fires that blood again to you. So I mean, it's a good motivation.
Of course, what works for one player might not for another. But sports psychologist Alejandro Serrano from Santiago, Chile, says you can't ignore local culture.
In team sports here, they try to motivate people through emotions. In the States, it's maybe a little emotions, but a little more kind of a, hey, if you love it, do it. I mean, you can do it. Let's do it. Here, you will find a lot of sayings like, we're going to war, let's do it for the family.
Serrano says whether Chilean or American style, self-motivation can backfire. His advice? Cut out the pregame chants. Don't get down on yourself. Understand that the game isn't everything. Just be in the moment.
If they have a glove, you know, I write something like FS, feel the sensation, because if you think, most of the time you're dead. So I'm trying to teach them not to think.
Not to think in any language. For the world, this is Katie Manning.
We have photos of the athletes Katie talked to at pri.org/language. Also, while you're there, or if you're iTunes or some other place where you can access the pod, check out the episode I published yesterday. It's a Cartoon Queen Carol special. I really wish we could get her on the pod more often. See you at the World in Words Facebook page or on Twitter. My handle on Twitter is Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. I'll be back next week.